Well, as you can see, this all kicked off seriously in October 18 when they tried to gag us, right? Now, for some inexplicable reason, right, a lot of people seem not to believe it. Now, nobody believed Gateshead Council, right? The only people that supported them were, like I said, brigade and government actors and fools. So people believed that Gateshead Council didn't have 5G. The judge didn't agree with that, right, because I identified 5G in the streetlights, and unfortunately, that's just what it is. And they still bang on about it. Well, here's some more of it. So we've got, as it states there, 100,000 of these Telenza in the streetlights, right across the whole of Birmingham. Now, I want to try and explain to people. Now, there's lots of people who don't want me to talk about this, all right? Because a lot of people are starting to get anxious about the stuff they're getting fitted on their streetlights and the end of their streets. And as people are starting to speak out about it, they're getting trolled horrendously by, you know, individuals, people in groups, whether that's just bad actors or they're just dumb, thick or stupid, I'm not really sure. But they don't like this information for some inexplicable reason. Well, I'm going to explain. This is the Secretary of State, right? Now, he has a duty as protection to public health, all right? So does your local authority, right? And what it actually states, right, clearly, there, he has protection of the public from ionising, non-ionising radiation. Yeah, now, you know that non-ionising radiation that comes off the top of those masks, which they say is perfectly safe. Well, the government and your local authority have a duty for the betterment of your public health to not expose you to it. However, that's exactly what they're doing. But it gets worse than that. You see, your local authorities, right, they have public health responsibilities, right? And obviously this was in the House of Commons, and they tied into this Health and Social Care Act. But for some inexplicable reason, they're planning to expose you to large amounts. I mean, there was 100,000 fitted, very powerful transmitters, two streetlights in the Birmingham area, and each one has over a 10-mile footprint. It gets a lot worse than this, all right? Because what I'm going to show you here is what radio frequency can be, all right? If, depending on the antenna design, which we identified in Gateshead, and I know it was quite unbelievable, that the council had, as a matter of fact, fitted a directional energy weapon system, okay? This is DSAC, right? This is US military stuff, okay? And it talks about high-power RF microwave direct energy weapons. Remember the power that comes out of your mobile phone? It's got a 3.5-volt battery. These transmitters are hooked up to the mains and they have massive capability to harm and to kill. Unbelievable, but what's even more unbelievable is that there are people, right, who don't want this getting out into the wider group. Why? I don't know. You'd have to ask them yourself. Now, this is quite an interesting piece of information, all right? And this is a military document, right? And what I want to try and show you in this one is the fact, right, that these electromagnetic radiation emitters, right, are actually part of weapons programs. Yeah, because this was a weapons program. It's basically an intelligence document which shows the experiments. Now, animals experiment reported in the open literature have demonstrated the use of low-level microwaves to produce death by heart seizure or by neurological pathologies resulting from breaching the blood-brain barrier. Now, below low-level microwaves, by the way, yeah, not what you're being told either by your MP or other, that 5G is safe. Because what I'm going to tell you is 5G is a directional weapon system. They're illegal. They're fitting them all over the country. So it's pretty important that people in the movement, see, well, you are, you know, when people are out marching for freedom, the rule of law, etc., which are all admirable things, right? What they didn't want you talking about was this, okay? I was invited to a number of events and then wasn't allowed to speak you know, when I got there, because what they don't want, for some inexplicable reason, those organisers don't want this spoken about. Some do, some don't. Now, why would they want to keep this information from you? Why would they want you not to know that low-level microwave radiation can produce death by heart seizure? And that's what you're seeing with this adult death syndrome. Now, as far as I'm concerned, they could just be experimenting. You know, they've got the MetaTag antenna in the vaccine, and they could be targeted acquiring the people as part of an experiment just to take them out to test the equipment as they did in China. The other important document, the European Union, by the way, have brought out this particular document. Now, your government and your local MP, and I think you better start knocking on that doors pretty quickly, because the current state of knowledge of 5G-related carcinogenic reproductive and developmental hazards as they emerge from the epidemiological studies. So this is actual studies, real-life studies and experiments. We've got a lot more to add to this. But what it actually shows in here, right, is the developmental adverse effects in humans. Now, your MP will tell you they're safe. Perfectly safe, don't worry about it. But this is actually, this is substantiated science that shows that they are either liars or covering up, a little bit like the people who don't want me to speak to the general public and get this out to the wider group about the dangers posed to this. You know, these electromagnetic radiation emissions cause cancer. I mean, they're saying, you know, it's a probable. So not a possible, it's now probably carcinogenic. I can tell you now, it is absolutely carcinogenic. I've got a mountain of published peer-reviewed science that states that should be a category one. And I've just stuck it outside your bedroom window on a street light. The thing that the brigade didn't want you to find out about, okay? It also causes, it clearly affects male fertility and possibly female. It absolutely does. And in the sub-gigahertz range, it travels deeply into the body. It causes massive problems internally. So this would be genocide. They took genocide off the statute book for a reason. Now, I want you to make as much noise as possible, and I want people to get involved and start getting organised so we can do talks around the country so we can start explaining to people the threat. Get your local MP to attend or your local councillors, because believers, they're going to die as well. This is all part of a kill grid. Okay, that's what 5G is. That's why they want you in a smart city. I hope that's enough. So let's just get the word out, everybody, and get in touch if you need help to understand this.